Welcome to Baby Boomer Tales. My name is Jim. You can find us at babyboomertales.com. Once you've arrived at our webpage, there are links to our Facebook page, our Boomers General Store, many links to where you can listen to Baby Boomer Tales podcast, a link to buy our book, Got a Job, link to our LinkedIn page, and our Twitter page, or they call it X now. How are you doing today? I'm just sitting here thinking of high school. Seniors in high school right now are probably getting a little excited about graduation. I remember in the fall with all the football games and the homecoming, and then as winter approached, we had basketball games and Christmas vacation. Spring would come upon us and we'd have the prom and then finally graduation. Well, I like old episodes here at Baby Boomer Tales. What I've found since we're on episode 271, we get a lot of people downloading episodes clear back to about episode 150. And then it tapers off and some of the older episodes I started to find my groove about episode 10, and I think there's some very good ones in there. So I've decided here last year to once a quarter bring a silver edition, one of the older episodes, usually before episode 100. So we're bringing you an old edition from September of 2019, episode 32, titled The Letter Jacket today. It won't be the total episode in its entirety. I'm trying to keep this to 15 minutes, so there's some things I left out, but the whole part of the letter jacket is in this. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed listening to it the other day when I made the decision this would be our silver edition. So let's get on with this, see how it comes out. I'll see you on the other side. I'll close this out after the silver oldie is done playing. High schools and colleges, if you go to campuses, you'll still see people in letter jackets and letter sweaters supporting their school colors, advertising if the person was an athlete or in some sort of extracurricular that they received a letter, or if they're a girlfriend to an athlete, or a boyfriend to an athlete, I guess. When I was a freshman in high school, in the spring, our football coach really encouraged you to go out for track if you were planning on going out for football in the fall, since he was the track coach. And so I went out for track, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I wasn't very big, and I don't think I was very fast. I ended up on a one-mile relay team. I think we each ran a quarter of a mile, and there were four of us little freshmen on the team, and we had no track meets that I remember. If there were track meets, our little team didn't go to them, our little mile relay track team. Then came the district meet, and coach informed us that we'd be running in the district meet. So, okay, we weren't very fast and we didn't have much stamina, but we did practice passing the baton, and we got that down so we didn't drop it. We did what coach said. And comes the time for the meet, and we had to get on a bus and go probably 120, 130 miles to the west to a town much larger than our town. And it was kind of in the high Colorado plains, which is kind of like high desert. And I think we had to goof around. You know how a track meet is. You wait around, wait around, wait around. Finally, it's your turn. And so there were four teams in the mile relay. Ready, set, go! And I think I was either the third or the fourth. I don't think I was running the anchor, so I must have been running third. By the time I got the baton, we were very far behind. Very, very far behind. And I remember running my leg of the race, thinking, this is awful. This is terrible. I don't think I can make it. I don't like running if I'm not running after a ball. Oh, will it ever end? Chug-a-lug-a, chug-a-lug-a, chug-a-lug-a. Finally, I handed the baton over to our anchor, and away he went, just as slow as me. The end of the race, we came in a very, very, very distant fourth. We were just glad it was over, every one of us. After the track meet, we all got in the bus to head back home, and Coach stood up, and he informed us that to get a letter in track that year, you had to come in fourth or better in the district meet to achieve that letter. He started reading off the names, and there were a bunch of juniors and seniors that were very good athletes that did not letter. And then he read our names, the mile relay team. And because even though we were probably the slowest bunch of runners in the whole track meet, and we came in a very, very, very distant fourth place, we did come in fourth, and we lettered. And that didn't set well with some of the upperclassmen. I remembered that. Driving home, every one of us got pantsed, and my pants ended up blowing in the breeze outside a bus window all the way home. And I sat there on the bus, downtrodden, embarrassed, humiliated in my whitey tidies. The next day, or the next school day, my relay team and I talked about our agony of defeat and thrill of victory, or is it the thrill of victory and agony of defeat? Winning a letter and losing our britches. And right then and there, I decided I lettered in track. I am going to get a letter jacket. I'm going to wear that proudly. I lettered. I will show those upperclassmen who are so mean. Now, I have forgiven those guys long, long ago. Back then, that was a rite of passage to have something horrible and terrible happen to you by seniors when you're a freshman in an athletic sport. When I did finally become a senior, I tried in football one time. I had a freshman polish my cleats before a game, and I decided right then and there, I'm going to polish my own cleats. I'm not going to do that anymore. And I can't remember my class ever putting the freshmen through anything. They were still freshmen, don't get me wrong. But anyway, so I went down to the store and had Jay measure me up for a letter jacket. Jay was a master at that. That store custom made your letter jacket for you, for every kid that ever wanted one. And when mine came in, it was a little big on me, but you know what? That sucker fit me all through high school. Jay knew exactly how big he'd make it without being too big that I could wear it right through high school. And I wore it proudly, and I got other letters as the years went by, and I wore that jacket proudly. That was my main coat. I wore it all the time. One time in my senior year, in the fall, three of us decided we were going to go to Denver to a Doors concert. Remember the Doors, Jim Morrison, Light My Fire. They were coming to Denver, and we decided to go. And I believe memory serves me right. I believe it was Wayne and John, who was Dave's brother, and myself. So Saturday came around, and I believe I drove, and we went to Denver. And we went to this place called the Family Dog. And it was getting dark when we pulled up, because the concert didn't probably start till 9 o'clock or something. I remember the date well because I looked it up. I Googled it today. September 30th, 1967. Three of us piled out, and I know I was wearing my letter jacket. And I believe those two guys were wearing theirs also. It's what you did up there in the mountains. We had beetle bangs and letter jackets on. We walked towards the building, and there was the biggest bunch of guys and looked pretty grody and pretty rough and dressed in black and leather, and the girls are all the same way. And we looked at each other, and this is not our crowd. This isn't our crowd. I'm sure the Doors kind of attracted people like that. I would say they were bikers, but I think the bikers were too clean cut for people that were milling around outside that venue, standing around trying to figure out our next move. Because we went there thinking we'd meet some girls and have fun, you know, dance and all that stuff, and that's not what was happening. People were stoned and drinking whiskey out of bottles, and it was pretty rough scene for us little town boys. One guy came up and said to Wayne, "I need some money, give me some money." And Wayne goes, "I don't have any money." And the guy stuck his hand in Wayne's pocket, and Wayne hit his arm and hit his to get it out of his pocket, and I thought we were going to just get all beat to pieces. I mean, there was a big ruckus. There was no fight, and the only reason there wasn't is we turned around and we went back to the car, and we went back home. Never to see the Doors except for on television. And now if I want to, I guess I could YouTube them. But we're smart enough not to take it any further. Maybe we're scared enough not to. I've never been in a deal like that before. Finally, the spring came, and I graduated from high school. And my parents took me on one last family vacation before I left home. And I spoke of this before. So we flew into San Diego, California, went up to L.A., saw my old digs where we used to live in San Diego. I met my little friends, the ones that are left at home. They're all grown just like me now. My parents got to see old friends and look at our old house and conjure up some memories. But I wore that letter jacket. I remember this one girl that she's a good friend of mine, you know, and I was looking forward to meeting her, and she was at home on house arrest. My friend Mark, who was next door to me, and we have home movies of this, Mark and me playing soldiers, Mark shooting up and down, his mother feeding us. I remember she used to feed us hot dogs and tortillas, and he was wild. He's nice, but he wasn't the little boy that I marched up and down with. I'm sure he thought the same about me. Who's this guy standing in a letter jacket? Everywhere I went, Disneyland, all this stuff, I wore my letter jacket. I'm sure I stuck out like a sore thumb. When we got home from vacation, I put my letter jacket up, never to see it or wear it for another 45 years. I'd almost totally forgotten about it. About 5 years ago, I had lost a bunch of weight, and my wife dug that sucker out of a closet somewhere, brought it to me, we laughed, I looked at it, and she talked me into putting it on, and thank you, Jay, it still fit. Amazing. It's only because I had lost the weight, but it was still amazing that Jay could measure you and think, what's this guy going to be like in 50 years? Flood of memories came back to me about that jacket. I never gave that jacket to a girlfriend. I gave my class ring to a bunch of them, and one time the ring almost got flushed down the toilet, but I never gave my jacket away. I wore that thing proudly. By golly, I earned it. I sat for 120 miles in my whitey tighties because I earned my first letter by running the slowest race in probably school history. Well, that'll about do it this week. Always be kind. It's the only way to be, really. Thanks for riding along. We'll be back next Wednesday. Peace out.